At this stage, have you been approached by the Queensland government to consider this option?
Quite a number of months ago now, in fact, probably around 12 months ago, I had a general discussion with some officials from the Queensland government about the transport of uranium oxide through the Northern Territory from Queensland. And I certainly gave them an indication back then that the Northern Territory would be interested in taking that responsibility so that Queensland didn't have to deal with some of those sensitive environmental issues coming out through their ports.
What advantages are there in that for the Northern Territory? Why do Territorians have to take on the responsibility of Queensland's uranium?
I don't know if it's having to take on the responsibility. Certainly somebody's got to do it. But for Queensland not being in a position to take export uranium from their port certainly is an opportunity for the NT. Every bit of freight that goes through our port brings in some additional revenue for the Darwin Port Corporation. We do have, I guess in some respects, some corporate responsibility insofar as we already have approvals to export uranium oxide through the Darwin port. To me, it makes perfect sense, and certainly I don't think we have a problem with it at all.
How would you see this as working? Because a lot of the uranium coming out of Queensland is in the north, so it would make sense for it to come to Tennant Creek and then up to Darwin that way. Would you envision a rail line linking Mount Isa to Tennant Creek or trucks using or going the whole way? What's your idea for how this would work?
The nature of the export is really around refined uranium, so uranium oxide or something similar to that. It's not a huge bulk commodity. It is something that that travels in drums and can probably come on trucks. There certainly wouldn't be sufficient in bulk to justify it coming across on a rail line or having to build a new railway line to accommodate that. So I think road transport would be the way that we'd see this stuff come out of Queensland. And as you rightly point out, probably through Tennant Creek, having travelled along the Barkly Highway and then up the Stuart Highway to Darwin.
How would you expect Territorians to respond to the idea that uranium oxide is suddenly travelling quite frequently along their highways?
I think Territorians already understand that uranium oxide is already transported quite regularly through the road system of the Northern Territory. Certainly, Ranger Uranium Mine exports through the Darwin port. So there's really, other than adding some additional trucks to the road and using greater stretches of the Stuart Highway and the Barkly Highway as well, there'll really be no changes.
Ideally, when would you like to see, if this is what Queensland ends up deciding to do, when would you like to see this happening by?
In terms of timing, that will be a matter for the Queensland government and how they progress towards having operating and producing mines of uranium across in Queensland. As soon as they've got mines up operating, as soon as Queensland have all their approvals in place and there are producing mines over there, I can't envisage a problem starting that transport through the Northern Territory as soon as possible after that.
Could it be seen as a lifeline of sorts to Darwin Port at the moment, which is struggling, especially after the slowdown of the iron ore industry here?
I think every bit of freight that comes through the Darwin Port makes it just that little bit more viable, and anything you can add to the revenue base for the Darwin Port will be a good thing. What we're trying to do is focus the nation's attention on Darwin by having greater exports through the Port of Darwin and indeed greater imports through the Port of Darwin as well, so that we really are the centre of the North Australian development model. And I think it's critically important that that Darwin be seen as being far more strategic in terms of its placement to Southeast Asia and that the other states can recognise that. Taking another state's commodity and transporting it through the Darwin port, I think, is a good thing to promote us as that strategic, important strategic location for the remainder of the country.